We used to have a ramp, like we'd pull our boots out. Whenever it'd get rough, we'd just pull our boots out up on the wall. But I didn't even try to use my boat that day. I just dove overboard and went over there and meet them in that shallow water and helped them out. Man, they had tough floating all around that place. So they came over there and opened their clothes up and we lit the stove and dried a bunch of it. And they stayed over there, I don't know, 4 or 5 days anyhow. Oh, they had a good looking woman was over there.
Mm-hmm. What was he doing?
Just vacation. He was just out there on vacation, like, you know, just spending the week out there. Oh, it used to be a beautiful place. We used to have picnics and all that, go over there all the time. The Solomon Brick and Lumber Company had built that over there. Two big buildings. One of them was built all out of cypress. All the walls and everything was cypress. Beautiful building, porch all around it. Man, pretty place.
Yeah.
Gosha bought that. Gosha, after the bank had it, yeah, I don't know how he learned about it. After he went bankrupt, the bank took everything he had. And Gosha learned about it, and he went over there and he bought that damn place, some two places for $50. Two clubhouses he had there, two big buildings. He brought a barge over there and he started tearing it down and loading it on a barge. And they took him over there at Wrigley's and they built two houses out of it. Him and his brother. They built two homes over there. Well, they lived there until 47. When 47 came, it all went out in the air, in the marsh and all that. Blew everything down, lost everything he had.
Wipe him out.
So he moved away. He had owned all that place. I believe he told me he had, between the camps he was renting and camps that he had built, he had 42 places. All he do is took care of them. He was renting boats and all, you know, selling bait. And he told me, say, every month, he'd say, every year, he said, I'll pick up $7,000 from them camps. He said, I'll take care of them, keep them going. He said, but that's what I pick up out of them camp, $7,000, he told me. He had it made one time. He had money. And his daughter took sick. Had a bad kidney, they had to operate on her. They tried to transplant another one. And I don't know, she lived a good while with it after that. The first thing you know, it got her. Quit working and she was a dead girl, young girl too. One child was married to Fritch's daughter, Fritch's son. Homer Fritch and Slidell. Married to him. Well, she was a pretty thing. Woo, she was a pretty girl.
Is that
Gus's
father?
Huh?
Homer was well, Gus is his son, right?
No, Homer was Homer Jr.
That's right.
I haven't seen him in a good while.
He's always,
but he's a
lawyer?
Lawyer George over there now, in Slidell.
They call him, he's a what? He's a county? I mean the parish?
Slidell? Fritchie.
Parish?
He's the judge in Slidell.